Blackstone presents Barking Mad by Ted Taylor. This book is read by Roger Clark. Chapter 1. Monday, 4th of June, 2018. Gus Freeman arrived at the old police station office a few minutes before 9 o'clock. Was it possible so much had happened since last Monday morning? Where had those quiet, lazy days of retirement disappeared? 7 days ago, he'd made the journey from his bungalow in Urchfont to the London Road HQ, looking forward to a new week of work. But, instead, his crime review team faced the prospect of a new case in which to immerse themselves. The mystery they were to grapple with was, why on earth had car dealer Dennis Gates died at the hands of a lone assassin back in September 2010? Gus thought he'd spend the coming week searching for new witnesses, opening new lines of inquiry, and finding answers to the questions that remained after the initial investigation. Today should have been the start of a second week on the case that might bring those different threads together into a satisfying, neat conclusion. Those well-intentioned plans melted away within a minute of walking through the Wiltshire Police Building's main doors. However, Gus could still hear Ricky Gardner's chilling message. Susie Ferris dies if you open your mouth. Within the hour, his superiors took decisive action. Kenneth Truelove, the assistant chief constable, agreed to block any attempt by the chief constable to interfere in the smooth running of the CRT. He would convince Her Majesty that nothing had changed. Work on the new cold case was the crime review team's sole priority. The ACC would ensure Sandra Plunkett had no ammunition to use against Gus and his team. Meanwhile, DS Jeff Mercer stepped away from his mainstream role, ostensibly due to a family emergency. Instead, he agreed to help Gus search for Susie Ferris and gather evidence against the people behind her kidnapping. As the lift took him to the first floor, Gus thought how the events of the past 7 days had frazzled his team's nerves. DS Alex Hardy was on gardening leave. The motorcycle pursuit rider had battled hard to return to work after a high-speed crash resulted in 18 months of operations and recovery. Gus held Alex's reputation in high regard after the first 2 months they'd worked together. However, mistakes marred his work as the hunt for Susie Ferris became...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?